Investment flash.
Body, did you see Micron? Up 6.1% last session after the Astra launch. The memory trade is back on.
Tom, we haven't even introduced the show yet. But fine, you're excited. I'll allow it.
Sorry. Welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Monday, September 8th. I'm Tom.
I'm Gerald. And yes, Tom, your Astra enthusiasm is noted, but let's see if the rest of the tape agrees with you.
I'm Marie. Today we've got memory chips leading, copper at a record, and AI lab IPOs threatening to crowd out tech. Let's get into it.
MarketWatch says ChatGPT-6 Astra has reignited the memory trade. Micron up 6% last session, up 222% this year. I know, but this is the AI demand story showing up in actual chips.
Tom, the stock is up 222% year to date and still 19% below its high. That's not a fresh signal. That's momentum repricing an old story.
But SK Hynix is the high bandwidth memory leader, and the broad semiconductor ETF is up 52% this year. If Astra pulls forward model demand, the whole complex has room.
Hold on. The catch is this is a one-source catalyst. One MarketWatch note on one model. If Astra demand is modest, the most crowded name is most exposed. That's the risk, not the upside.
Only Tom could turn a 6% single-day move into a structural thesis. But fine. The semiconductor ETF is 16% below its high, so there is room if the demand actually materializes.
In Copper Buddy, Bloomberg says it hit a record for a second straight session. Tight supply, tariff fears, the metal is only 3% below its high.
But wait, the miners offer more upside. Freeport is 9% below its high, forward PE around 17. The tariff story isn't fully reflected there.
And that's the whole problem. If Washington stalls on the tariff, the crowded record trade unwinds fast. You're buying a policy premium, not physical shortage.
Which is exactly why you go with miners, not the metal. Freeport gives you the leverage without paying the top tick premium.
Fair enough. But I'm still putting a tariff stall scenario on my desk before I chase a record.
Gerald with a tariff stall scenario is like me with a sell button, buddy. It exists, but it's never been clicked.
Ah, that's brutal.
Whew, okay. Nikkei Asia reports August was the first month India's alternative fuel passenger car volume outpaced gasoline. Hybrids and ethanol are taking share.
So Toyota is the winner. The hybrid incumbent, 21% below its high. Forward PE, 12.5. That's not expensive for a structural shift.
To be fair, Maruti is the more balanced play. India's largest seller, exposed to both fuels. But Nikkei didn't call it, so I'd hold rather than chase.
No, but that's exactly my point. The shift is gradual, and ethanol-blended petrol is drawing buyer caution. This is a multi-year mix change, not a one-month trade.
Fine. Toyota is the hybrid leader. But I'll admit, the India data is directionally supportive, not a rocket.
Nikkei also says Chinese EV makers are building R&D hubs in Munich and poaching BMW engineers. XPeng is running workshops on Bavarian roads.
And that's a clear execution story. XPeng is 61% below its high. The European optionality is not priced.
But BMW at 0.39 price to book and 36% below its high looks cheap. Is that a value trap or a buying opportunity?
It's not a value trap. It's price for talent loss and rising competition. I'd actually sell BMW, not buy the dip.
Agreed. Nikkei is a single source, but the direction is clear. Chinese carmakers are embedding themselves in Munich, BMW's home turf.
Wednesday's Apple event. MarketWatch expects an iPhone 18 line plus a foldable Ultra near $2,000. Strongest average selling price lift in years.
But Nikkei says early foldable supply is limited to a few hundred units per day. And Huawei's triple fold is already out. Apple is up 18% this year at 33 times forward earnings. The bar is high.
So we watch, not pick a side. The event is binary and the press is split. The $2,000 phone is not a free option.
Okay, watch it is, but if that foldable sells out, you'll be hearing I told you so for a week.
SEMP says landlords blame banks for deepening the retail shop slump, lenders refusing commercial mortgages even after values collapsed.
But residential is the opposite story. Banks competing for mortgage borrowers. And LegCo wants a 5-year home ownership goal with no legislation yet.
So LinkREIT is the pure play short if retail funding is frozen, but Sun Hung Kai is caught between residential momentum and the retail slump.
I'd sell LinkREIT, hold Sun Hung Kai. The Hong Kong equity ETF is only 6% below its high, so much improved sentiment is in the price.
CoinDesk says Bitcoin blinks less than gold when treasury yields move. Less rate sensitive, more idiosyncratic.
And separately, CoinDesk flags U.S. inflation and Coinbase's Deribit switch as the catalyst this week, so macro still matters for Bitcoin and Ether.
Gold is down 0.8% last session, 20% below its high. If Bitcoin is less rate sensitive, then gold is the relative headwind.
That's the point. Hold Bitcoin, watch Ether, and hold gold. No clear direction until Thursday's CPI.
So the WSJ reports generally attributes the rise in German Bund yields almost entirely to ECB rate hike expectations, not term premium. So the euro-dollar cross is the cleaner expression.
So buy the euro on relative central bank policy. That's a trade I can get behind after yesterday's call to sell dollar yuan.
But it's a one-source call and thin at the start of European trading. I'd wait for more confirmation before piling in. MarketWatch's most original take today, AI lab IPOs could force investors to make room by selling existing winners. Same dynamic as SpaceX.
That means the crowded megacap tech names, not the broad market. The State Street Technology ETF is up 30% this year and only 6% below its high.
So the trade is actually a positioning risk, not a fundamental story. No IPO date yet, so you can't even short it cleanly.
Exactly, but it's worth watching. If AI labs start filing, the tech sector ETF is where the crowd out lands first. Gerald, today's two threads are clear. AI hardware demand isn't cooling, and real assets are pricing policy, not just supply.
Right. Memory chips are back to 16% below their high, and copper is at a record with the ETF 3% below its high. The market is long scarcity and long innovation.
Exactly, which means we're positioned for both. Chips for innovation, copper for policy hedging. That's the sweet spot.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Hold on. The bear case is just as loud. CPR 3% below its high means the copper trade is crowded. If the tariff decision stalls, that premium unwinds faster than fundamentals.
And Apple at 7% below its high, 33 times forward earnings. The $2,000 foldable is not a free option.
Okay, so not everything is a free option, but the memory trade's catalyst is one market watch note from one model release. If Astra demand is modest, the plus 222% name is most exposed.
So the market is long scarcity and long innovation. Basically, it's long Tom's portfolio and short Gerald's patience.
Fair enough.
Ah, that's brutal.
But the real gap is macro. WSJ runs the bond yield decomposition, but nobody ties the Thursday CPI to the record commodity tape. If inflation prints hot, the yield-sensitive side of AI memory is the vulnerability, not the chip shortage.
Right. That's the missing link.
Yeah. The bond yield story says ECB rate hike expectations, but the US CPI is the global macro catalyst nobody's pricing into copper or chips. CPI hot on Thursday? The macro strategists were probably too busy revising their copper price targets after the fact.
Okay.
That's fair. As always, none of this is investment advice. We're talking through the signals, not telling you what to do.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
Remember, we are back later today at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. The macro catalyst is Thursday's CPI. We'll have the full setup.
See you then, everyone.